This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Linda Souza. Linda's a fascinating person. She's also a Senior Vice President of Marketing. We're going to talk to her about marketing today, priorities, what works, what doesn't work, and more. Linda, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. And first of all, thank you for having me. I'm very honored to be on here. You have some great guests. So I'm honored to be among that company. My name is Linda Souza. I'm Senior Vice President of Marketing with CareerArc, which is an HR tech startup. I'm basically a career tech startup marketer. This is my seventh company that I'm on now. And I have just over 20 years of experience helping both early stage and growth stage startups to successful exits.
Well, congratulations on what you've done in your career. When you look at different startups and you've chosen to join different startups, you've had great success, what brings you to want to work with a specific startup? Where do you gain the confidence? Where do you see the leadership? What resonates with you that says, yes, this is a good place for me to hang my hat, to work with them, to try and grow with them?
It's a combination of things. So I would say, first and foremost, it needs to be a product that I feel very confident in as a marketer, because I believe authenticity in marketing is very important and very powerful. And for me to do a good job as a marketer, helping to sell a product, I need to really believe that it does what it says it's going to do, and we're able to benefit customers in helping them achieve their objectives. So that's first and foremost important. I've also had the opportunity to be working with a bunch of companies that are kind of on the leading edge in terms of some of those technologies, for example, blockchain and crypto and artificial intelligence and things like that. So I'm always excited when I talk to a company and they're doing something interesting in a different way that hasn't been done before. That really resonates with me. And then obviously leadership and company culture is really important, because I want to make sure, you know, I've also found my tribe and I'm going to get along well and work really well with the different department heads and with the CEO and other C-levels and so forth. And I like to see that they've had a good track record. And, the startup life is tough. So I really appreciate when I'm working with people who have been successful and who don't shrink away from the challenges or easily get flustered by the challenges of startup life.
Thank you. And take a moment. You've got this great professional career. You do some amazing things outside of work as well. Talk about three things that you're sort of most excited about currently professionally.
So professionally, I would say, first and foremost, it's getting to follow a company through its entire life cycle, starting to build the company basically from the ground up and get it to a point where it either goes IPO or it gets acquired or merges with another company or something like that. That for me is really interesting to be part of and to have my fingerprints on, because when you're working in companies this size and at these stages, you know, really every person is contributing significantly to that. So that for me is a lot of fun. I think also another thing I really enjoy about my career would be just the opportunity for resourcefulness and creative problem solving, because most of the time I don't have the luxury of having huge budgets or really big teams or whatever where I can throw money or people at a problem. You have to really think about it in a different way and come up with, solutions to some of these challenges that are maybe a little out of the norm. And that for me is very personally fulfilling to do that type of thinking. And there's just a certain satisfaction when something works. And you're like, wow, that was, I give myself a little pat on the back. That was pretty cool that we made that work despite the challenges that we have. And then I would say the third thing, is just as I've grown in my own career and had different teams and so forth, the ability to mentor other future leaders who are coming up behind me. I really spotting that talent, in people and the diamond in the rough and being able to nurture it and seeing them grow and do well and eventually start to lead their own teams and so forth. That for me is really fulfilling and impactful to know that I've meaningfully helped someone else in their own journey.
Well, fantastic. And I understand, and correct me on this if I'm wrong, that you spend some time teaching circus acts in the ear, aerial circus acts. Is that correct?
That's true. I've been in the circus world for, it's about 9 years now, and quite a few of those years I've spent teaching, which is a lot of fun for me. I've also taught martial arts.
Which is more scary, teaching aerial acts at the circus, like people way up in the air, or martial arts? Which is the scarier of the two? Which is the more adrenaline filled of the two?
I would say circus, just because, as you mentioned, people are up in the air. Obviously, when they're beginners, we start them a little bit low, but even still, you can still get hurt if you're not being cautious. And I work with a lot of children as well with circus, and sometimes they just let go or do things that you don't expect, you know, so you really have to be extra attentive when you're working with children and something like circus.
And you've also lived and transplanted yourself from the East Coast to the West Coast. Take a moment and talk about that transition. What's that like? Are people what's the difference in people? Is it at the end of the day the same? Are people more uptight in the East Coast versus the West Coast? Or at the end of the day, is everybody really, you know, it not that different? Give us a sense of, you know, moving from coast to coast.
It's interesting. So I would say, I think I noticed the differences a little more when I first made those moves. In that, you know, I came from, when I was on the East Coast, I was in smaller places where everybody knows everybody, you know, so everybody is super friendly, kind of gossipy sometimes, but, you know, there's just a certain level of camaraderie versus when I moved out to Los Angeles, for example, and you may not know your neighbors on either side of you. It may take a while for you to meet them. And people are just not quite as friendly on the surface. But once you start to form some bonds and so forth, then I think, yeah, people are people, slightly different mindsets. I even see that here in Los Angeles. It's a slightly different mindset if you live on the west side versus I'm in Burbank, which is on the east part of the city. And people are a little bit different. We care about different things and just our circles are a little bit different. But at the end of the day, we're just all people.
Certainly. You also work with Chitra Raghavan, is one of the brightest people I know. What's that like? I mean, a brilliant person.
Oh, she is amazing. She is a force of nature. I worked with her for just over a year at GEM, and then since we've both moved on to other things, we've worked together on some projects and so forth. And I always learn so much just by working with her and seeing the way her mind works and just her incredible work ethic. And she's just very insightful, the things that she picks up on when she talks to people in terms of pulling out their stories and so forth. And at the end of the day, she's also just such a great person who, you know, genuinely cares about people and seeing them do well and so forth. So I've really enjoyed working with Chitra and now consider her a great friend. And I'm sure I'll be, you know, in her orbit for many years to come.
Thank you. And take us through what you view as your top three priorities this coming year. What do you view as your top three priorities currently?
There are a couple things. Right now, being in the HR tech space right now, the impact of things like COVID-19 and just some of the racial tensions and so forth has had a pretty dramatic impact on HR teams, what their priorities are, the way that they're hiring, if they're hiring, how they're hiring, how they're managing employees and so forth. So One of the things that I need to do as the head of marketing with my company is to really make sure, you know, well, that means we're going to have to tweak a little bit some of the things that we're doing, you know, from product services marketing standpoint to make sure that we're solving the things that they care about now, what their current problems are and how they need to address those issues. We just need to tweak a little bit of what we're doing. So that's everything from, you know, what we're messaging, how we're messaging it, how we're working with them, what their goals are and what strategies we're putting in place for them. So there's quite a bit of work there, which we've already started on, and it'll be an ongoing process, but that's kind of front and center for me, is making sure we're doing what we need to reflect kind of these new pain points and the new normal, so to speak. Working on a rebrand as well, which is pretty interesting. I was actually working on that before everything hit with the pandemic. So now we're tweaking a little bit what we're doing, but that's still one of my priorities now that kind of the initial work of related to pandemic and so forth, now that we've gotten past some of that, I can now refocus again on our rebrand. And then I guess finally the third priority is just looking at some of the marketing programs I had planned out for this second part of the year and making changes to a lot of our tactics, just because some of them, for example, relied on events or direct mail or things that right now don't make sense anymore. So I need to rethink how we're generating leads and doing our ABM campaigns and things like that to sort of just transition them to reflect the way that people are working today.
Right, the world that we're in today versus what we're expecting it to be, certainly. Well, Linda, it's a great pleasure to visit with you. So insightful. I appreciate your time so much, and what a fascinating, interesting career you've had, and what a journey. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.